T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Breaking news today involving the Dallas Cowboys. ESPN is reporting that head coach Mike McCarthy has tested positive for COVID. Now, if that's confirmed, McCarthy would almost certainly not be on the sidelines Thursday night at the Superdome when the Cowboys take on the New Orleans Saints. And this news comes amid a mini outbreak on the Cowboys, with 3 assistant coaches testing positive, and of course wide receiver Amari Cooper, who's missed the last 2 games. And now, again, head coach Mike McCarthy testing positive. We'll have more on this developing story as it becomes available. In other news, Matthew McConaughey has finally made a decision on his political future. He's saying thanks, but no thanks, to a possible run for governor.
As a simple kid born in the little town of Uvalde, Texas, it never occurred to me that I would one day be considered for political leadership. It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment.
Instead, McConaughey says he'll be working from the sidelines.
I'm going to continue to work and invest the bounty I have by supporting entrepreneurs, businesses, and foundations that I believe are leaders.
American Airlines is investigating a possible stowaway. Investigators say they discovered a man who'd hitched a ride inside a plane's landing gear compartment.
The American Airlines flight from Guatemala to Miami was about 2.5 hours.
Once the plane arrived in Miami, the stowaway was discovered alive.
Aviation analyst Jay Ratliff.
The Federal Aviation Administration says since like 1950, we've had 130 or so people attempt to stowaway in the wheel well of an aircraft. It's very rare for anyone to be able to survive.
The big question now, though,
how did this individual have access to be able to walk across the tarmac, middle of the day, climbing into the landing gear without anyone detecting this individual.
More than a dozen people are looking for a new place to live this morning after a fire ripped through their apartments in Fort Worth. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the story.
Fire broke out just before 3 this morning at Normandale Manor, a complex near I-30 and Loop 820 in far west Fort Worth. Firefighters found flames already through the roof of one building with 16 units. All of the residents apparently got out okay. Commanders added a second alarm and then quickly a third to get more manpower and equipment on scene. They were able to keep the fire from spreading to adjoining buildings, and it's going to take a while to learn the cause. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
If you go to the crowded stores this holiday shopping season, you've got a decision to make. Mask or no mask. Dallas County's mask order strongly recommends a mask be worn if you're indoors and social distancing isn't possible. But there's no fine or penalty if you don't. Parents like Yasmin Youngblood of Rowlett say her family is masking up just to be on the safe side.
For me and my family, I just like that extra layer of protection. We've all been vaccinated. My husband and I both have the booster, but we're still being careful.
She and others who were wearing masks at the Galleria this weekend say the non-mask wearers were being respectful. And a national boot manufacturer is relocating to Fort Worth, where the owner says he feels right at home.
Old Gringo Boots started in 2000 and had been based in San Diego until this year. President and co-founder Ernie Terrett says he had been looking to relocate to Texas for the last 5 years, and after attending the NFR rodeo earlier this year, he was given so warm of a welcome that he knew that Fort Worth was for him. He looked to rent a building in the stockyards, but it needed too much work. So instead of renting it, he purchased it.
We ended up buying the building, and now we're going to build our new building there.
The company is working out of downtown Fort Worth for the next 3 years during construction of the new building. And not only will it be a boot store, but there will also be a restaurant on the third floor.
It will be a wood-fired grill, and I'm going to specialize in seafood. It is part of my background, and also because there's not enough seafood in Fort Worth.
Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.